Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
H.R. 12 is a very extreme bill pending in Congress, and it is only one vote away from passing. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, it's so sad, Matt, that abortion seems to be the fight, whether it's in the states or here you have in Congress. They're so bent on trying to kill these unborn children.
Yeah, H.R. 12 is the so-called Women's Health Protection Act, but it is nothing about protecting women's health or anyone.
Yeah.
It's just a euphemism. When the Supreme Court of the United States in the Dobbs decision in 2022 overturned Roe versus Wade and Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the High Court said that the issue of abortion no longer was to be a matter of the U.S. Constitution, no more litigation at the U.S. Constitution over this at the Supreme Court, but it would be returned to the people and their elected representatives. Some people thought that's just the states. And it certainly includes the states, but it also includes members of Congress. So the Democratic Congress in the House has pushed forth a bill called H.R. 12, the Women's Health Protection Act. They have 213 votes. Now, they are one vote away from passing this in the House. Why? Because there are certain members of the Republican side of the House that have resigned before the conclusion of their term, and those seats are vacant. So that actually narrows the margin to a vote of one. A vote of one. They are one vote away from passing this bill, because if they get another vote, then they can actually override the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, and put this bill on the floor and pass it with a very slim majority.
So all these babies' lives are riding on the balance here unless people speak up and get their representatives to do the right thing.
Absolutely. And so we have a website, lc.org. You can go there. We have information on this particular bill where you can fax, and you can also send emails or petitions, and you can make a call to your member of Congress. But this particular bill is unbelievable, because this particular bill is a very radical bill that would allow abortion through all 9 months for any reason up to and including birth. If it was passed as a federal law, it will override all of the state laws that are in existence. So Florida's heartbeat law, the six-week law, or the Florida heartbeat law that was just going into effect May 1, the other pro-life laws that are around the country, whether they're parental consent or informed consent, clinic regulations, and so forth, all of those would be overridden by this federal law.
Now, I remember the movie about Kermit Gosnell and the horrific things he was doing to those babies and the minors that he had working in his clinic. He went to prison for that. And now you're saying they want to legalize that?
Yeah. So look at what H.R. 12 Section 3.3 states in this bill. It defines an abortion, quote, health care provider, close quote, as, quote, any entity, including any hospital, clinic, or pharmacy, or individual, including any physician, certified nurse, midwife, nurse practitioner, pharmacist, or physician assistant, which means a pharmacist or a midwife, neither of which have medical training, will be allowed to perform surgical abortions.
That's horrendous.
It also says in Section 5G that this goes even further, declaring that there shall be no, quote, limitation or requirement concerning the physical plant, equipment, staffing, or hospital transfer arrangements of facilities where abortion services are provided, or the credentials or hospital privileges or status of personnel at such facilities, close quote. So going back to Kermit Gosnell, sadly, what happened in that state, in Pennsylvania, is there was a hands-off policy. That was actually pushed by a pro-abortion Republican governor, Tom Ridge, in his administration, deciding that health and safety inspections of abortion clinics were, quote, putting a barrier up to women, close quote, seeking abortion. Abortion clinic inspectors in the state therefore stopped completely inspecting abortion clinics for 20 years, and as a result, women died. Multiple doctors had notified the Pennsylvania Department of Health about dangerous conditions in Gosnell's clinic. One doctor informed the state that every patient he had referred to Gosnell for an abortion came back with the exact same venereal disease, clearly demonstrating that Gosnell was not sterilizing equipment between surgeries, but the pro-abortion governor and his administration continued to refuse to inspect Gosnell's abortion clinic along with all the other abortion clinics in the state.
Yeah, if you ever watched that movie, it was just disgusting how nasty he had in his little back alley abortion facility. It was just nasty. I mean, he shouldn't be killing these children anyway up to birth. But it was nasty.
Well, when Gosnell's practice killed two women, the state still refused to inspect his abortion clinic or any other in the state because no such inspections were done because they didn't want to impede abortions. It was only after one inspector made a surprise visit to Gosnell's clinic, the first such inspection in 17 years, when the true horrors of Gosnell's center were revealed. Mm-hmm. Investigators in that case found, quote, filthy, corroded tubing, close quote, on the medical equipment, quote, blood-stained furniture, close quote, and bags and bottles of aborted baby remains scattered throughout the building. And perhaps most gruesome, Holly, to your point, like many serial killers, Gosnell kept the mementos of his victims. His office was filled with jars stuffed full of baby feet he had severed from his victims and preserved to display as trophies on his desk.
You know, and that was all in the movie, but it was the thanks to one journalist who revealed what he was doing that finally brought all this to light.
Yeah, the Philadelphia district attorney that prosecuted this case, Seth Williams, said, quote, my comprehension of the English language can't adequately describe the barbaric nature of Dr. Gosnell. There were several oversight agencies that stumbled upon and should have shut down Kermit Gosnell long ago, close quote. Mm-hmm. The grand jury report in this case noted, quote, even nail salons in Pennsylvania are monitored more closely for client safety, close
quote. But you know this is happening every day in so many states across the nation.
Well, in Florida, you know, think that this is an isolated situation.
No.
Think again. You can go to our website, lc.org, scroll down to the bottom, at the very bottom of the page, and you'll see a link for abortion. When you go to that page, you'll find some things at the bottom of that page regarding Baby Rowan. Baby Rowan is a little baby that I photographed at a morgue. That's right, a morgue in Orlando, Florida, that was aborted at an abortion clinic in Orlando where the mother came down from another state to this late-term abortion clinic. She was given the medication to induce delivery, but they did not give medication to kill the child. So she goes into labor. She comes to the clinic. She's screaming for help. They don't help her. She goes into the bathroom, shuts the door, and sits down on the commode, and there she gives birth to her child, still connected to her body by the umbilical cord. She screams for help. She pulls the child out of the water, screams for help. There is no help. 911 is called by a friend. The abortion clinic workers turn the 911 EMS workers away, saying, don't worry, it's all under control. This is a clinic that had blood stains on the wall. Like Gosnell, this is a clinic that you could smell the urine and all the other things on their blankets that they didn't wash very well. This is abortion. This is not some women's right. This is not some health issue. This is the awful darkness of abortion. And so H.R. 12 would actually facilitate that across the country. I encourage you to go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org/life. lc.org/life. regarding H.R. 12, make your voice known because there's only one vote separating this from passing in the U.S. House, and then it will be kicked over to the United States Senate. You can send faxes, you can sign a petition, you can make a call. And also, by the way, outside of this, we're battling for life on the state levels in Florida and around the country and all the other states, and we have other websites available there as well. And I would ask you to go to lc.org/life. From there, you'll be able to get to our Florida page, our national page, and all the information regarding H.R. 12. Continue to pray for transformation and stand with us as we continue to fight for the sanctity of human life of those innocent children created in the image of God. lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.